This week, TV critic David Bianculli has two things on his mind: the start of the fall TV season, which is sneaking up on us this weekend, and the movie version of The Avengers, which snuck into theaters last Friday.
In the 60s, The Avengers was one of my very favorite shows, especially the years when Diana Rigg played Emma Peel to Patrick McNay's John Steed. They were suave, sexy, witty, and the entire series was funny and fun. But this new movie version of The Avengers, while it has Ralph Fiennes and Uma Thurman playing the characters of Steed and Mrs. Peel, is as bad as the old series was good. It's not witty, it's not funny, it's not fun, and it's not at all sexy. Warner Brothers, the studio releasing this new Avengers movie, decided at the last minute not to preview it for film critics. Their reason was simple and honest. Anyone who remembered the old series was bound to be disappointed. Disappointed, maybe, but not shocked. The movie was made in the first place because the title The Avengers evokes such fond memories among a certain age group. And then the filmmakers turn around and betray that age group and that series by making a dumbed-down, actioned-up special effects movie clearly aimed at teens who wouldn't know Emma Peel from a banana peel. To me, it's just one more exhibit for the argument that movies are not necessarily a higher art form than television. If a movie with a $50 million budget and Sean Connery is the villain can't be better than a low-budget 30-year-old TV series, then which medium has the right to be more proud? By the way, A&E has released box sets of the original Steed and Peel Avengers episodes, and they prove my point beautifully. In one episode, the fiercely independent Mrs. Peel trades in her sexy catsuits for a period gown and supposedly revisits an earlier century to confront and be captured by a villain who pretends to have time travel capabilities.
These strange clothes you wear, the devil's work, designed to daze and to bewitch a man's senses, to inflame him to lust.
You should see me 400 years from now.
There's more style in that one scene than in the entire Avengers movie. Watch the tapes, skip the movie. Back on real present-day TV, the Fox network this Sunday sneaks out the first two new series of the fall season: Holding the Baby, a silly sitcom not worth discussing further, and That 70s Show, a new comedy from the makers of Third Rock from the Sun. This one is worth more discussion because it does to the 70s what Happy Days did to the 50s and Wonder Years to the 60s. It looks at a decade from the teen point of view. And the controversy with That 70s Show is that these kids are old and rebellious enough to be seen doing drugs and experiencing its after effects. Parents should know this in advance to decide whether such subject matter is appropriate for their own kids. On its own merits, though, That 70s Show is visually inventive and occasionally very funny, and stands out as a different type of effort. The Avengers, in theaters right now, can't make any of those claims.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer today is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.
Support for Fresh Air comes from the listeners of WHYY in Philadelphia, where Fresh Air is produced. This is NPR, National Public Radio.